Palm Tree Health happens here.
It's time for your Home Pools and Spas In Zone show on Regional Radio. Create a vacation destination right outside your back door with Home Pools and Spas in Ludington. Now to the studio for the In Zone show, here's your host, Greg Armbruster.
Welcome in to the Home Pools and Spas End Zone show as we look back at week two. And we'll have to look ahead at one game scheduled for tomorrow. Four games across regional radio have all gone final. And we'll jump into all of those, but not just yet. We had St. Genevieve at Valley on J98 with the Warriors coming out on top. On AM800 KREI, the Heart Walk. It was a battle all week long, but the final score has Farmington on top, 36-16. For AM1400 KJEF, it was one-sided for about 90% of it tonight, with DeSoto running away from Bishop DeBerg. The final score, 54-22. The Dragons led 40-zip at the break. Our web TV exclusive featured the East Prairie Eagles topping the Jefferson Blue Jays 19-8 in what was a low-scoring defensive kind of game. Definitely not what I expected for week one. Several other games just recently going final throughout the listening area. We'll take a further look into week two as the Home Pools and Spas End Zone show continues up next on Regional Radio.
Precious memories left behind bring us joy and peace of mind when we celebrate the lives of those we love.
We're there for you in your time of need. In fact, we've been serving the Farmington area since 1864. With years of service to our community, we're proud to be your choice for funeral care.
Celebrate the lives of those you love.
Cosine Memorial Chapel, Farmington.
Back into the Home Pools and Spas End Zone show as we look back into week two of high school football. As most of the games around the area have gone final, let's look into our Presbyterian Manor of Farmington high school football scoreboard. We told you about what happened on regional radio, what happened throughout the listening area. It was Brentwood all over Grandview tonight, 72-8. The Fredericktown Blackcats in the win column, 41-14 at home over Herculaneum. Perryville, a 45-0 road victory tonight over the St. Pius Lancers. Scott City passed up St. Vincent in the second half. Final score, Scott City over St. Vincent, 26-14. The Potosi Trojans win on the road over St. Clair. Final there was 35-7. Festus and Sullivan had a great game, but it was the Tigers coming out on top, 16-12 over Sullivan. Hillsboro, a road victory in twice to start off the high school football season after opening up with a 42-0 victory in week one. 42 points again for Hillsboro in week two, but not a zero on the other side. They still top Oakville. Final score, 42-34. St. Charles over Windsor, 27-20, with a little bit of time remaining there. Cuba blanking Herman, 28-0. Afton over Sacman, 9-0. And Northwest leading Riverview Gardens, 27-16. One game on the schedule for tomorrow as the Central Rebels playing the matinee. They'll be on the road taking on MICDS. So let's dive into what we had on regional radio tonight. We had the St. Genevieve rivalry between the Dragons and the Warriors. And as this rivalry kicked off, it was the Dragons making an impact on the very first play.
Veers to the left a little bit, shakes off a tackle, shakes off another tackle, and he's got room to run. He is across the midfield. He is at the 40. One player trying to catch up to him from behind. He is at the 20. He's at the 10. He is in the end zone to get things started. That is how you start a rivalry game, taking it 90 yards on the kickoff all the way to the house. Luke Brewster.
Well, that's how you start off a rivalry game. A 90-yard kickoff return from Luke Brewster was followed by an extra point that put the Dragons out front 7-0. But, of course, Valley Catholic had a quick answer, and it is, of course, the rivalry contest.
Valley lining up quickly once again. They got Bader on the slot right. Far right is Cole Wood. In the backfield, it's Mason. He hands it off. No, fakes it to Stoll. Pump fakes. He's got an open lane on the outside, and he is in for the touchdown on the one-yard scramble. 7-6 the score. Valley Catholic an extra point away from tying this one.
And the extra point was up and through, knotted up at 7-all early on, and a whole lot of time left in the first quarter. Valley's defense stood tough, forcing a punt and setting up great field position for the Warriors, and quickly Valley went back to work, pounding behind the Warriors' offensive line.
No huddle on the far side. Split out is Cole Wood. He's the lone receiver out there. Skaggs gets it, hands it off to Loida, who goes from right to left. Loida, he's got some room to run. He turns it upfield, and he's in the end zone for a touchdown.
Chris Loida's TD followed by a botched extra point. The Warriors led 13-7 with half of the first quarter still left. After two quick scores from the Valley offense, the Warrior defense came up with a pick six.
They break huddle, trips on the far side for St. Genevieve. Giesler all the way on the outside. Snap, play fake, thrown, and that is going to be picked off and going the other way. Picked off by Josh Bader. He's got room. He's got one man to beat. He dives and he beats him. He is in the end zone for a touchdown. Right back at you, says Valley Catholic, with their third touchdown of the game, this time coming on the defensive side of the field.
A successful two-point conversion made it 21-7 Valley. The Dragons weren't going to let this game get away from them early on, as St. Jen used a 39-yard touchdown pass to Dalton Giesler to cut into the Warrior lead.
Dalton Giesler split out far wide to the far side of the field. In the slot near him is Greminger. Snap. Hinson. Pump fakes. Now he's going to throw down the field. He's got his receiver, and it is caught by the wide receiver for a touchdown. That's Dalton Giesler taking it to the house.
And before the dust settled, the Warriors quarterback Mason Skaggs hooked up with Cole Keeley for a long touchdown.
New play here, as it's a different alignment. You got in the near side slot Tristan Rollhouse dropping back to pass in a shotgun. It is thrown over the middle on a slam pattern and breaking a tackle and taking it for more is the tight end Coleman Keeley. He's in the open field. He's at the 20. He's at the 10. Keeley takes it all the way to the house for a touchdown.
That one pushed the score to 27-14, and the Warriors' air attack had already been cleared for takeoff.
3:45 remaining in the first quarter. It is a 27-14 lead for Valley Catholic, and they're driving here. Valley Catholic, Skaggs, he takes the snap. He pump fakes, rolls to his right, throws it down the field. He's got a man wide open. It is caught by Cole Wood at the 11, and he takes it all the way to the house. Another touchdown for the Valley Catholic Warriors. They're up 33-14.
The Skaggs to Wood connection pushed Valley out front 35-14. All of that was in the first 12 minutes. In the second quarter, a few exchange drives stalled out on both sides, but Valley Catholic special teams, of course, they got in on the action.
Is a low end-over-end kick. It hops a few times before getting to Cole Wood, who snatches it up. He gets through a couple players. Now he's going to reverse field and come to the near side. He gets the edge on one player. He's got some room to work with. One player to beat, and that's the punter, Brandon Hinson. He gets past him. He's got some room. One player to beat. Jukes around him. Oh, my. What a touchdown by Cole Wood.
That's not fair. 79 yards.
A lot of action in the first half saw Valley Catholic lead 41-14 at the break. Coming out in the second half of the St. Genevieve rivalry, the momentum stayed with the blue and white of the Valley Warriors, and Tristan Rollhouse came up with what could have been the play of the night.
Getting the play from the sideline, it's trips to the left, Rollhouse, Coleman, and you have, now Coleman Keeley is going to the outside, Tristan Rollhouse on the inside, Bader in the slot. Rolling out to his left is Skaggs after getting the snap. The throw on the corner route. He's looking for Tristan Rollhouse. Rollhouse has got it in the corner of the end zone for a diving catch for a touchdown. Beautiful play there. What a grab by Tristan Rollhouse, as the whole team, even the offensive linemen, they're hustling down the field to congratulate him on that catch.
Another stalled out drive for the Dragons gave the ball back to Valley, and the highlights kept coming, this time on the defensive side.
Trips on the near side, one wide receiver split on the far side, row to the left of Hinson in the backfield. Hinson gets the snap. He's going to roll to his left, our near side. He's going to throw it down the field. It is one-handed Odell Beckham interception on the play by Valley Catholic. Wow. Oh, my God. What a grab there by Ryan Green.
The Dragons, they showed no quit in this one. They ended up getting a safety to make it 49-16, added a score later on behind Derek Morgenthaler. The final score, Valley Catholic 49, St. Genevieve 22. The Warriors now 47 victories in a row. It was a back-and-forth game early on AM 800 KREI between Farmington and North County. We'll take a closer look up next as the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show continues on Regional Radio.
Did you know the YMCA is the largest provider of child care in the state of Missouri? In addition to camp in the summer, they also offer a Y Club, a before and after school enrichment program. It makes sure the gaps in the early morning and late afternoon are filled creatively and constructively. Enrollment is now open for the 2016-2017 year of Y Club at Athena, Crystal City, Dunklin, Festus, Hillsborough, Our Lady, and Grandview. Call 636-931-9622 for more information.
Lucas Smith Chrysler, home of the No Bull Deal.
No Bull.
It's our summer clearance event, and the deals are flying at your home with the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, get employee pricing on all new 2016 in-stock Town & Countries, plus a $4,500 rebate. Or, how about $12,700 off a sticker on a new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 1500 4x4 Bighorn, now only $33,813. Also, right now at Lucas Smith, Jeep buyers get a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee for 0% APR for 75 months, or a big $4,500 rebate, or drive away in a new 2017 Pacifica with 0% APR for 60 months, plus $1,500 rebate. Hurry in now until August 31st to Lucas Smith Chrysler Center summer clearance event off of Highway A in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
No Bull.
Back into the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on Regional Radio as we recap week number two of the high school football season. Tonight on AM 800 KREI, the St. Francis County rivalry between Farmington and North County. It was exciting and it lived up to the hype. So early on in this one, the first of the Highway 67 rivals to get on the board, the Farmington Knights behind Gavin Duncan.
So it's the give this time to Duncan, and Duncan, he just waltzes through. So Big Dunk gets in the end zone once again, his second touchdown run of the season, and the Farmington Knights lead North County 6-0.
A blocked extra point made it 6-0 Knights in the first quarter. North County battled back, and a touchdown put the Raiders up 7-6, but Farmington had a response ready on the following kickoff.
Umfleet raises the right hand. He's ready to go, approaches the ball. Taps it with the right toe. Donovan Howard comes on to grab it at the 12-yard line. Howard comes across the field, cuts to the 15. He's to the 20. Howard down to the 30. 35, 40. Howard to the 45, 50. Donovan Howard crosses midfield to the 40, to the 35, 30, to the 25. Breaks a tackle to the 20. Breaks a tackle to the 15. Breaks a tackle to the 10. What a return by Donovan Howard. And Farmington's in business all the way down to the 10-yard line of North County.
The big momentum shift put the Knights right back into position to swing momentum their way. They did so and took a 2014 lead into the break. The Knights held on to that advantage and went on to win 36-16. It's the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Every game just about final throughout the listening area. We have coaches on the lines. We'll hear from our area coaches starting next on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on Regional Radio.
First State Community Bank offers you solutions for your business needs. If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety and security, and local 24/7 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Wendy Hicks, owner of the area's newest pizzeria called Nana's Brick Oven in Farmington. Bring your family and enjoy our relaxed atmosphere and eat some made-from-scratch pizza and bread knots cooked in a 100% wood-fired oven. We also have fresh salads with three homemade dressings, and we have bruschetta. Check us out on Facebook, Nana's Brick Oven. We're located at 1162 East Karsh Boulevard off Highway 00 in Farmington. Come and let Nana cook for you today.
It's the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on Regional Radio. We've got most of the games final throughout the listening area, if not all by now. And it's that time of the show to find out how well I can work technology and telephones. I think at this time we have joining us on the line Coach Paul Sauer of the victorious Fredericktown Black Cats. Coach, things went well tonight.
Yeah, they did. You know, our kids seemed to be really focused all week in practice. And, you know, by no means was it a perfect game tonight. But, you know, it's good to get a win. And you know, the second half, I thought our kids really were focused and ready to play that second half.
I know talking with you last week during the End Zone Show, you said you didn't know a whole lot about Herculaneum going in, but you had a little bit of time to study. Was there anything that stood out, or was it just something you did within your own group?
Well, we really focused on ourselves. You know, we had a lot of turnovers last week, and we cut those down this week. We still had a couple, but, blocking and tackling, you know, we were much improved tonight compared to a week ago, and we still did a few things that hurt ourselves, but, we were able to overcome them. And, hats off to Herculaneum. They've got a nice little running back in the Nelson kid. And, they've got some linemen up front that give him little seams. And if you don't account for him and get him to the ground, he can hurt you.
Yeah, definitely. LJ, a shifty guy out there, especially when he gets into open space. Something that you mentioned there, you talked about trying to correct the turnover issues and cut those down. You said you cut it down a little bit, but what about the response to those turnovers this week?
Well, you know, we didn't hang our heads. You know, we kept playing hard, and our defense, was playing real well. They kind of kept us in it in the first half, and we were able to score a couple of times, and we had a little bit of a lead at halftime, but we turned the ball over, to where, if we execute on offense and protect the ball, we could have had, a little bigger lead at halftime, I thought. But our kids, all, like I said, they played hard all night, and they came out with a great mentality the second half and kind of slammed the door on them.
What was it about the second half? You mentioned mentality. Was it just a matter of just executing, or what was the Newt Rockne halftime speech?
Well, it wasn't a whole lot. I mean, we just talked to them about that we couldn't put a perfect game together, but we could definitely come out and try to put a perfect second half together. And they seemed focused, and we switched a few things around offensively and defensively, and was able to do a good job that second half.
Yeah, I imagine with swapping out the quarterbacks, having a couple of guys graduate, moving things around, still probably had a few questions to answer for coming into week two.
Oh, definitely. And it gave us an opportunity in the fourth quarter. We got to see a lot of our younger kids get some playing time, and that's always good in front of the home crowd to get those young kids some varsity experience. And, it pays dividends down the road.
Yeah, you never know. You might find out you have a running back as a younger guy like what you've developed now, and it might open a new door.
Well, we saw a lot of good things from our young running backs and our young linebackers especially. We were able to to put some pads on some people, and that's always good to see those young kids stepping up and making plays.
You guys stepped up and made the plays tonight to even out your overall record now 1-1. Looking ahead to week number 3, we'll have you on Web TV when you host Perryville. Any early thoughts on the Pirates? They had a big win tonight.
Yeah, I heard they had gotten a win tonight, and I know that, we had seen them in our jamboree, and they've got some explosive players, and, we're going to have to clean up, a few things this next week and hopefully, be able to give them a ball game.
That's head coach Paul Sauer of the Fredericktown Black Cats. Coach, any final thoughts before we part ways?
Well, I just appreciate all the coverage and, appreciate what you do for all these young athletes.
Well, Coach, you know we're happy to do it. We'll definitely be checking in with you throughout the week. You will be featured on Web TV for week number 3, so we will have you more than irritated with us.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. It's the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. That was the head coach of the Fredericktown Black Hats, Coach Paul Sauer. We want to appreciate him joining us tonight on the End Zone Show. We'll have more of our area coaches joining us up next on Regional Radio.
KP Automotive, across from the police station in Farmington, is your complete auto care center. Hi, folks. I'm Debbie Dietring. My brother and owner of KP Automotive, Kevin Probst, takes customer service to the highest standard. When you bring your vehicle in for any type of repair or maintenance, Kevin and his crew make sure your work is done professionally and at affordable rates. They really care about service and making sure you are satisfied. When you need complete auto care, remember KP Automotive at 2 North Main in Farmington or call 664-1311.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
Change. If you're like most people, that very word puts a knot in the pit of your stomach. Hi, this is Kim Hudson with Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We recognize that the world is changing at a rapid pace with smartphones, internet searches, and apps for everything. At Coldwell Banker Holsey, we have kept up with the latest technologies in real estate, but more importantly, we live here, support our local communities, and still believe in personal touch. When you're ready to buy or sell your home, let us take the pain out of change. Coldwell Banker Holsey is located in beautiful downtown Farmington, or visit us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com.
Back into the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on Regional Radio. And I'm telling you, the universe, it likes me today because I've got a perfect segue. We just talked to the head coach of the Fredericktown Black Hats, Paul Sauer, our Web TV game for Week 3. Now joining us on the End Zone Show, the head coach of the Perryville Pirates, Coach Mike Wojcik. Coach, you get a big victory tonight in Week 2. Did anything not go well?
Well, yes. We turned the ball over a couple times, and we had a couple touchdowns called back. And, so we've still definitely got some things that we need to clean up. But, for the most part, we were able to put together a complete ball game, and, we accomplished our goal of the week of being 1-0 at the end of the week. And we're really excited of the effort that our kids gave tonight.
And when you have a night like you guys did tonight where you go on the road, you put up over 40 points, you hold your opponent scoreless. So if you had to pick something, what do you think was the most fluid facet of your team tonight?
It would have to have been our defense from start to finish. I'm really proud of the way those guys are stepping it up and playing. We're going with a little bit different scheme this year, and they've adapted very nicely. And, we had some struggles early with the jet sweep, and we made some adjustments at halftime, and we were able to come out and shut that down. The kids adapted very nicely to the adjustments that we were making, and we were able to get some younger kids in the game and get them some experience, and boy, whenever you're able to do that, that makes all the difference in the world.
And especially you mention often about having guys playing on both sides of the ball, both two-way players, and when you can get some of those younger guys experience at the varsity level, the depth, it's never going to be a bad thing, right?
That's exactly right. We actually had pretty good numbers this year. The problem is in the spots that we have some of those numbers, particularly on our offensive and defensive line, we're not really deep. So we were able to find out some things about a few kids tonight that hopefully in the next few weeks they're going to be able to help us out a lot.
And one of the things that you had to deal with was an injury to your what would have been your starting quarterback, but it sounds like the next man up philosophy is going quite well for your group.
Well, I tell you, I can't say enough about the poise and the work ethic that Ross Hadler's had. And, the kids are – the kids have bought into him being the quarterback, and he's doing a great job for us. And he didn't even look like the same kid this week compared to last week. And I told him after the game, I said, Ross, I said, without a doubt, I said, I wanted to win this game and get the ship back on the right track. But more than anything else, I wanted to win this game for you. So, you know, the way you had to step in, the struggles that you had last week, and you know, I was just so excited that he had a big game tonight, and I know that it helped his confidence, and you know, that's just going to roll him right into next week.
And let's go ahead and talk a little bit about next week. It sounds like he is settled in. You guys bounce back in week two. So for week number three, you have to go on the road once again to take on the Fredericktown Black Hats for week number three. What are your thoughts? They're coming off of a victory as well.
Well, it's never an easy task when you have to go on the road to Fredericktown. You know, they're going to be big and strong up front. You know, they've got a very talented running back, with Matthew Williams in the backfield, and you know, I know they're going to be extremely well coached. Paul Sauer is a close personal friend of mine, and I know how hard he works to make sure that his kids are ready to go every week, and they've got some fine assistants on their staff, and you know, they're going to be poised, and you know, they're coming off of this big win, so you know, they're hoping that this is going to catapult them right into next week. And you know, we've got to come out and we've got to clean up some things in practice, and you know, we got to be clicking on all cylinders, and hopefully it's going to be a great ball game.
Any added flair or any added challenges when you have to face a coach that you're already so familiar with?
No, not really. You know, you just you got to approach it the same way, even though there's some personal feelings, I guess. You know, you get your kids ready to go, and you know that they're going to be well coached, and you got to make sure that you bring your A game. And you know, for me, it's also kind of special going back home to Fredericktown. You know, I told our kids tonight that you know, this is one of the special ones on the schedule that I always circle, and especially when we have to go over there and play, and you know. Don't want to put any added pressure on them, but you know, wouldn't love anything more than to come away from there with a big victory.
Well, Coach, we've got that one scheduled for week three of Web TV, so we had the same thoughts that you did about that matchup. Once again, the Perryville Pirates head coach Mike Voitsick joining us on the End Zone Show. Coach, I appreciate you calling in, and congrats on the 45-0 victory in week two.
Well, I appreciate you having us on tonight, and thanks for all you do for high school sports.
Oh, we're happy to do it, Coach. We'll be in touch throughout the week, and good luck against Fredericktown.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. We've got more interviews coming your way. We've got a lot of coaches to talk to about week two of high school football. The Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show continues next on Regional Radio.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork. Do your repair quickly and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today. 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4000. 4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Coach Johnson joining us here on the End Zone Show. And Coach, a resounding win here and your home opener and a great turnout as well. I really don't know if things could have gone any better for your home opener.
Yeah, I would have to say if I'm nitpicking, of course I could, but I don't really feel like there was anything really to nitpick on as far as what we set out to do, you know, what we really talked about in pregame. We did a good job at that in the first half. I mean, we really did. It was one of those where we tried to put a good game plan together for our home opener, knowing we'd have a good crowd. We had a great crowd out tonight. Kids really kind of took to what we talked about all week long as far as what we needed to do. We came out and played pretty well in the first half. I was pleased.
Coach, the one thing that we talked about earlier this week is you said when you looked at your offense, you're like, yeah, we got to get in the end zone a little more. Well, you did a lot of that tonight.
Yeah, that was good to see. It was good to see because last week without having, you know, basically our two outside receivers, it was hard to really know what we were going to be and, you know, kind of what we were working with. And it takes some time. You know, this offense is still going to be a work in progress throughout the whole season. But for game two, for what we were trying to accomplish, I felt like we did a good job at finding the guys that we needed to find, you know, making good reads and blocking really, really well because, you know, you don't block up front, it really doesn't matter. So I think what we were trying to get done, I do feel good about that first half. I felt like we accomplished a lot in that first half.
Just how big a dividends did having Lamont and Jordan back, having them on the outside edge?
I think what it does, if it does nothing else, is, you know, it really just kind of spreads the defense out. If at any point, you know, you don't feel you start disrespecting one of them and you don't give them the spot that they're supposed to have, you know, that's one of those things where if you don't do what you're supposed to do defensively, then it can come back and bite you. And I think that when you have two of those guys out there, you know, defenses have to continue to respect that. And then that opens it up for, you know, lots of other guys. So I think that's kind of how this offense is, you know, kind of morphed into that.
Another thing that really impressed me, at least visually from what I saw, is defensively up front, there was really just that one drive where they kind of had their way up the middle, and then you guys get the strip fumble, go 70 yards for the touchdown. How do you think the guys up front did defensively?
I thought they played well. That one drive you're talking about was the one drive where, you know, I don't know if we just let our guard down because we, you know, scored a few times and had taken the lead, but it was one of those where they were, you know, they were moving it a little bit on us. And then, yeah, absolutely, just like last week, our defense decided that it was – time for them to go ahead and put one on the scoreboard. So they did what they did last week and had a strip six. So anytime defense can contribute to the scoring, you're not going to hear me complain.
Coach, just what are your thoughts going into next week now?
Well, I think once we watch the film and get a little bit better idea of maybe some areas that we could keep working on. I know Windsor over the last couple of years has maybe not been what they would like to be, but judging by everything that I've seen so far over the summertime and playing them in 7-on-7 and their jamborees and whatnot, Windsor's a good team. They're going to be a real good opponent, and we have to go to their place. So, you know, for us, it's another challenge to go on the road and see what we got. But I think next week's going to be a pretty, I don't want to say important, but it's definitely going to be a very close matchup because I think Windsor's got they've got some really good kids in that backfield especially. They can be pretty dangerous. So our word is cut out for us, to say the least.
Coach, just final thoughts on the atmosphere and the fans that came out tonight.
It was good. It was exactly what I was wanting. It's one of those where, you know, you get out here and the game's getting rolling and you don't really think about it much. And a few times I, you know, just try to make myself turn around and take a look and really kind of absorb. And it was a lot of what I was wanting to see. There was a lot of green in the stands. There was a lot of people, a lot of excitement, a lot of cheering going on. So, yeah, I was very proud of the community coming out. And I hope that this is just kind of the first of many of what we're going to keep having a growing crowd week by week. So I was very pleased, very pleased.
Coach, congrats on the win. I'll let you go celebrate this one. Thanks
all
very
right.
much for your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Coach Johnson joining us here on the End Zone Show with the big W. Of course, they defeat the Bishop DeBorg Cavaliers.
Do you need dirt work? Matt Stroud Excavating and Hauling is the name to remember. If your job requires a high lift, dozer, backhoe, bobcat, dump truck, excavation, or hauling, Matt Stroud and his crew can get the job done right. Matt Stroud Excavation and Hauling covers St. Francis and surrounding counties, so give them a call at 573-756-2808 or 701-3258. That's Matt Stroud Excavating when you need work done.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Carrie Buckley Towing and Recovery in Park Hills offers 24-hour towing and wrecker service. Carrie Buckley and his employees pride themselves on quick and reliable towing, winching, lockouts, jump starts, and roadside service, as well as towing and wreck recovery for tractor trailers. Big to small, Carrie Buckley Towing and Recovery does it all. Just call 431-2117 or 756-4563 for dependable 24-hour service from Carrie Buckley Towing and Recovery.
The quarterback of the DeSoto Dragons joining us here now on the End Zone Show, Mr. Zach Smith. Zach, you had yourself a great game, both with the legs and with the arm. Just how would you assess it overall?
I played well. I mean, you got to give the credit to the offensive line. It was easy. Just any plays we ran, nothing was hard about it.
How about having Lamont and Jordan back on the outside to help complement with Caleb out there?
Yeah, I mean, when you have them two back, you just throw the ball up and they're going to go and get it.
Yeah, we saw that on the fade route on fourth down. Just kind of talk about the confidence that Coach Johnson showed in you guys to throw a fade roll, throw to Lamont on a fourth and goal.
Well, with it being fourth and goal, we were having a little bit of trouble running the ball. And, you know, when you have a kid that high jumps 7 foot, I mean, why wouldn't you throw a fade route to him against a shorter 5'10 defensive back?
Hey, you're 100% right on that one. And going back to your receiving core, just how nice is it to have guys like Caleb and Jordan and Lamont out there, and you know all three of them are capable of really catching the ball and doing more than just that and running with their legs after the catch as well?
For sure. It makes my job a whole lot easier knowing I can have the confidence in all four of my receivers to throw the ball. It makes me look better even though they're doing the hard work catching the ball and running.
Speaking of running, you had a couple long runs of yourself in this game, especially to start off the second half. Which one of those long touchdown runs? I believe one was 65 yards and another might have been 58 yards, if I remember correctly. Just of those two runs, which one stood out to you the most?
I think the first one most definitely. It was just more of a difficult run, especially like the last 3 yards. I was fighting the defensive back just to stretch out and put the ball over the line of the end zone.
That was one thing that Mr. Zach Bone, the color analyst on our broadcast, mentioned to start off this game is the legs. You always keep them moving. Is that just a determination, a mindset you have out there to just not get brought down at all costs?
Yeah, I mean, being in the weight room off season, just knowing I have the strength to keep driving, just getting those few extra yards helps us out a lot.
That's Zach Smith joining us here on the End Zone Show. Final question, outlook for week 3. You guys go against the Windsor Owls team.
Yeah, we're just going to prepare. We know they have a good team, and by putting up 50-some-odd points, we're setting the tone for the teams coming up, so better watch out.
Zach Smith joining us here, the DeSoto Dragons of football team. His team puts on a clinic in their home opener with a big win over the Bishop DeBoer Cavaliers joining us here on the End Zone Show.
You like riddles? How about this one? What kind of window is neither made of glass nor wood, is short, not tall, and once open and then closed, may not open again? If you said the window of opportunity, you're correct. That window is yours right now with the low fixed mortgage rates New Era Bank is currently offering. So even if you didn't get the riddle, you can still use the window by calling New Era today and start saving money with a New Era Bank home loan. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rosie Posies in St. Genevieve is your local neighborhood florist. At Rosie Posies, you'll step into the most beautiful little red house that will simply take your breath away. Browse jewelry, custom design items that make great gift giving, braided rugs, candles, and, well, the list goes on. Need direction with your wedding decor? Stop by Rosie Posey's on 6th Street across from St. Genevieve School. The professionals that can help make your day memorable.
We're joined now by head coach Nathan Rowland of the St. Vincent Indians. The Indians fell 26-14 to Scott City tonight. Coach, if you could, just take me through the game, how to go tonight.
You know, we were able to get up early on them, and they're a team that wears you down with their physicality, and that's kind of what happened. We got out to a 7-6 lead and then able to score another touchdown to get out to a 14-6 lead, and then we're driving the ball down, and we get inside the red zone, have the ball about on the 3-yard line, fourth down, and we miss a pass in the end zone that would have made it 21-6, and after that, things just started crumbling for us. Their physicality and their toughness kind of wore us down a little bit, and our guys were playing both sides of the ball all night, and they just kind of got a little bit worn down on us at the end.
And did you feel like the missed pass in the end zone, was that the turning point of the game?
Well, you know, we had a couple turning points in the game. The missed pass in the end zone, that's obviously a gigantic play in the game. And then earlier in the drive, we come up with an interception, and they rule a pass complete to their team, and they score on the next play. And those were just two really big plays in the game.
Coach, you did get the loss, but did you learn anything about your players tonight?
No, there's nothing. There's nothing that we can learn that we don't already know just from seeing them in practice every day. These guys may be 0-2 on paper, but they are a good football team. They are full of hard hitters and guys that just come out to work every single day. And we knew that before the season started, and nothing's changed on that.
And did you see any good things throughout the night? What were the positives?
Yeah, we came out and we hit, and we were able to just make plays the entire night, and finally the final score just didn't go our way, but we were able to make plays. We saw a lot of positive things. A lot of different guys caught balls for us tonight. A lot of different guys carried the rock for us tonight. It was just a game that we wish we could have come out on top.
And are those close games, are they tougher to lose than those blowout games, or which one to you is harder to lose?
Well, I can tell you what, it wasn't much fun either, so I can see both sides of it.
Well, did you guys escape injury-free, or did you get a little banged up tonight?
Oh, no, we got a bunch of guys dinged up. We'll have to check on them. We'll have to check on them later in the week and possibly later tonight on some of the guys, see where they're at.
Now, who do you have next week, Coach?
We'll be playing Kelly next week.
And what are you going to do this week in practice to prepare for Kelly? You know, you're 0-2, but you really want to get things growing. How are you going to do that?
I'll tell you what, this week's going to be a lot of time in the ice tub and recovering. These guys just played a really hard, physical, hard-hitting game for all four quarters, so they need a lot of rest and ice, and hopefully we can get up for this Kelly game and go get our first win.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for your coverage.
No problem. Once again, that was head coach Nathan Rowland of the St. Vincent Indians. We'll have more Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show after this.
We're open.
What's open?
Flix Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flix Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67 in Ledington.
Great to be joined by Dave Dallas now, head coach of the North County Raiders. 36-16, Farmington gets the better of them tonight. Coach, it was a kind of a weird game tonight. You guys dominated the yardage in the first half. I thought Colton Poorman was spectacular. He threw for 164, but you miss a field goal, you fumble the ball, they get a kick return, and they actually lead on the scoreboard. It was weird.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, I think we got the potential to be a very, very good football team. We got to be more consistent. and we got our penalties just were horrendous tonight, and we got to be more disciplined on those things and take care of business that way. Our penalties, gave them momentum on drives when, you know, we had third down and we get a penalty on defense. You know, those are our things to go. And then we just never could get any consistency going offensively.
In the second half, did you feel like that Farmington made adjustments or did you guys just didn't have what you had in the first half?
Well, I just think it's a combination of both. I think they made a couple adjustments and, we just didn't execute there. We never got any rhythm the second half. We had that the first half, and I'm not so certain we probably need to go more tempo, but officiating crews slow it down, and
not having the clockwork was kind of weird and difficult too.
Yes, that's hard on a team like us when we're trying to go a little bit tempo from that standpoint. But I think I'm going to like some things I saw in there. I'm going to really be discouraged on some things I saw. The things I saw that I'm going to be discouraged on are going to be things that we can correct.
Yeah. Okay.
I think the things that I saw are going to be things that we can take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I thought there's some great individual guys. Matt came out and played very well the first half at tailback. You got a guy like Riley back and you got Matt in the slot. And just you got more weapons on the field and you got to keep those bullets, And
then I thought Ziegler was fantastic too.
Cole's going to be a great football player. It's just going to be a matter of time there.
Coach, Farmington's late in the fourth, you couldn't get traction on offense. I thought Farmington's offensive line started to take control just a little bit. Did you see that or not?
Well, Devin Scott got hurt,
mm-hmm.
and they couldn't block in the first half.
Yeah.
And he actually is an offensive lineman, and he did a pretty good job blocking the first half. So I think that being that having that senior leadership and having that key was – and now you got – Now we got
and Colton got hurt too.
We got a couple guys going both ways versus one guy going both ways.
Yeah. So Farmington's depth maybe a little bit.
Yeah, that I think, and probably so a little bit more.
Yeah. Festus next week doesn't get easy, does it?
No, it doesn't. But we're used to that, and we'll get better. I don't think we'll be right. I think we'll be ready to play next week.
Good to see you in the Raiders. Thanks, Coach.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Dave Dallas joining us on End Zone, and we're back with more of your Home Pools and Spas End Zone show after this.
I think we're gonna be awfully good.
Who let the dogs out? Who?
And who turned up the heat? Hey, David Sisson from Samson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. We're in the dog days of summer, and I want to help you beat the heat with deals that'll make you melt. This month, I'll give you up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value for your trade to get into a cooler car. The deals are hot, but the AC is cold during our dog days of summer sale. We want to clear our lot before the summer's over, so I'll give you up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value to trade in and up, even if you've been burned by credit in the past. I'll sweat the lenders out to get you approved. Come see me during our dog days of summer sale and get up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value for your trade, and we'll get you in a cooler car. Only at Samson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. Want to really heat things up? Right now you can get no payments until fall on the new 2016 Ford models. Come see us soon before these hot offers end. Visit us online at SismFord.com or call 431-3177.
Requires bank approval. Vehicle purchase price affects trade allowance. Excludes sale price vehicle. See dealer for details.
We're joined here by Coach Greg Westermeyer of the Windsor Owls. Coach, you lost a tough one tonight. Can you tell us what you guys could have done better?
St. Charles does some things offensively that realistically nobody else in our area kind of does. With their scheme up front, offensive line-wise, and their skill kids and what they do, running the football, rushing the football. And they were able to throw it pretty effectively tonight as well. But, what they do is just put us in, our kids in some bad situations in space. And we just athletically, we just can't go toe-to-toe with a team like that majority of the time. And on top of it, we made a lot of mistakes. And so anytime you're making mistakes and, you're against an opponent that, handful of better athletes, you usually don't come up on the positive end.
Now, even though you guys did lose, there had to be some positive feedback to take back from this. Can you tell us what your guys did well?
Well, early on, I thought we did a good job of, even though, we were kind of behind from the get-go, we kind of controlled some momentum. I felt like, especially in the first half, they would score, yes, and we were having a hard time. And, they recovered an onside kick opening game off, and then they ended up scoring the first series. So, that we were down from the start. But in the first half, our kids bounced back, and we were able to move the football decently and effectively, and we were able to put some points on the board and kind of answer back at them once they got, you know, two possessions, and then we were able to get settled in there and do some things offensively. And, you know, we go into the half, kind of rebound there, and we go into the half only down 21-20. And, you know, it's a new game, second half. And we couldn't come up with any stops, basically. And we just, you know, we couldn't tackle well tonight, and they just put us in space, what they do. It's going to be hard for us to be successful against those type of things.
Now, looking to bounce back from this week's loss, who are you guys playing next week?
Oh, we play DeSoto next week, you know, first conference game, and, you know, they're 2-0, and they do a good job as a new head coach down there, Coach Johnson, and his staff does a good job. Hopefully our kids can put this one behind them and move on and have a good week of practice to prepare for next Friday.
All righty, Coach. Thanks for joining us here. That was Coach Greg Westermeyer from the Windsor Owls on the Home Pool & Spa's End Zone Show.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR-certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
New cabinets, fencing, or custom projects in your future? Creative Contracting in St. Genevieve specializes in new construction and remodeling of residential and light commercial projects. From room additions to a complete home, including decks and fences, Creative Contracting can easily complete your project on time and on budget. Call Creative Contracting today at 573-883-3846 or visit them at creativetouchllc.com. That's Creative Contracting.
MFA in St. Genevieve is much more than just a seed and feed. At your local MFA, you'll find years, even generations of knowledge and experience in agriculture. From the farm to the field, the team at St. Genevieve MFA has the knowledge to help you excel in whatever you're growing, whether it be crops, cattle, hogs, horses, just about anything. Go and see them today. That's MFA in St. Genevieve.
Meyer's Shoe Store in St. Genevieve is your Red Wing boot dealer. Meyer's Shoe Store is now offering a 20% discount on all new Red Wing boots. So if you need new work boots, hunting boots, or just new boots in general, Meyer's Shoe Store is the name to remember. That's Meyer's Shoe Store, located at 289 Merchant Street, down from Ciro's in St. Genevieve. Call 883-2110. That phone number again is 883-2110 for Meyer's Shoe Store in St. Genevieve.
Welcome back into the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on Regional Radio following a busy Friday night that's only going to get even busier. Let's look back at our scores for week number two throughout the listening area on our Presbyterian Manor week two high school football scoreboard. On J98, it was Valley Catholic 49 over St. Genevieve's 22. On AM 800 KREI, Farmington pulls away from North County late for a 36-16 victory. DeSoto all over Bishop DeBerg early on. They hang on for a 54-22 victory on KJEF. The Web TV exclusive saw East Prairie top Jefferson on the road 19-8. Other games on the schedule for week two at Brentwood over Grandview 72-8. Fredericktown wins the battle of the Black Hats 41-14 over Herculaneum. Perryville 45-0 over St. Pius this evening on the road. Scott City road winners at St. Vincent 26-14. And Potosi tops St. Clair on the road 35-7. In a battle today, the Festus Tigers beat the Sullivan Eagles 16-12. They had to rally and top Sullivan late in that one. For the Hillsboro Hawks, a road victory over Oakville 42-34. St. Charles winners at Windsor 45-26. A 28-0 win for Cuba tonight. Fox 34-20 over Clayton. And it was Northwest over Riverview Gardens 34-32. And one game scheduled for tomorrow as the Park Hill Central Rebels on the road to take on MICDS. We've got a lot of coaches still to hear from. We'll continue our coach interview
interviews up next on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on Regional Radio.
Sweet Things Sweet Shop. For all your old-time candy and gifts, they are currently gearing up for fall, football, Halloween, and all things that require massive candy consumption. They carry novelty candies, delicious chocolates, and something for all ages. Come into Sweet Things Sweet Shop for their selection of Jelly Bellies, Melissa and Doug toys and games, and other great home decor and gift items. Stop by for some great deals. Market Street in historic downtown St. Genevieve and on Facebook. Number to call 883-7990. They're open 7 days a week until 9 p.m. on 4th Fridays.
Joe Kirst Incorporated, a name you've trusted since 1972, is the name you can still trust. Whether your needs are residential, commercial, or industrial, Joe Kirst Incorporated in St. Genevieve offers professional service for asphalt, paving, and sealing for driveways and parking lots, along with excavation and hauling. At Joe Kirst Incorporated, they do more than just quote and pave. They deliver what you expect. Call 573-883-7401 for a free estimate. That's Joe Kirst Incorporated in St. Genevieve, 883-7401.
We're back with more on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show, and after a wild week one affair, joining us following week number two, the head coach of the Fox Warriors, Coach Brent Tinker. So, Coach, you have Clayton tonight. Fill me in on what happened in week two for you guys.
Well, we come off a tough loss last week. The goal was to come back and focus on doing the little things right, and we took some steps in that direction, but not quite as many as we needed to. We were able to win 34-20 versus Clayton tonight, but it was an extremely close game. It certainly was closer than the final scores down.
And what was it? What were the challenges presented in this game? I know you had a pretty hard-fought battle in week one. It sounds like it continued for week two.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Farmington was really able to hurt us on the ground a little bit. We had to clean some stuff up. Clayton was able to hurt us in the air. They moved the field. They got a lot of first downs. We were able to make some goal line stands, and we were able to keep them out a few times. But we got to clean up our passing game. Offensively, it was kind of business as usual. Pisoni, my quarterback, had 140-something yards and three touchdowns. But, you know, just kind of trying to pound it out and hit play action. And we were lucky enough to hold off. But sloppy, much sloppier than it needed to be, and a lot of work to do still. But you know, wins are really hard to come by, so I'm happy about the win for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot easier to take the grain of salt when it has a W by it, isn't that right?
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, everybody says you can win a lot from a win, learn a lot from a win or a loss. I'm okay with learning from a win this week.
I imagine so. Definitely a bounce back after the kind of fortune that you guys had in week one where you were just on the cusp. You break through and you even up 1-1. Let's think a little bit about week three, and how soon do you think about week three?
Well, we always, as soon as we get inside, we kind of start checking scores. We get on the media and start seeing what's going on. So we know we have Rockwood Summit. We know they're a pretty talented team. They had a rough week one, but they're going to be very skilled. And they have 2 weeks of film on us where we were exploited in the run game and the pass game. So really for us, and I know it's a cliche, but hell, there's a lot of truth in cliches. We have to worry about getting better at what we do. And, you know, yes, the opponent is extraordinarily important, but we have to get better at what we do. So I'm not really ready for Rockwood Summit yet. I'll spend tonight and tomorrow really focusing on our film from tonight, and then really lock in on Rockwood on Sunday.
And for your guys that are back this season as seniors or juniors, any returning players? I think anything lingering from last year's final game of the season?
You know, really, last year we graduated such a heavy senior class, and we were pretty banged up. I don't want to take anything away from them, but we were pretty banged up when we play them. I don't think last year's game will have any effect at all on this year's game. You know, I think I sometimes forget, probably with this team more than anything, I forget how green we are. Even a lot of our seniors are on the field as first-time varsity starters. So we've got a lot of young kids on the field. Last year will not really be a factor at all. Rockwood has had their way with us the last little while here. So with a high school kid, that is a big issue. You know, they know that. Our kids know that. Their kids know that. And convincing a team that they can win is a big part of winning. So I think we can convince them to come out and play a great game and try to bring that win home. But, yeah, it's last year's game shouldn't really have anything to do with this one.
Hey, I guess if anything, if you've got a team that's pretty green, that's probably the least of their concerns anyhow.
Yeah, we're pretty worried about us doing little things right, and we'll just keep worrying about us and moving forward. We know Rockwood's going to be good. There's no doubt about it. So that's where we're at right now.
That's the head coach of the Fox Warriors. They top Clayton in week two to get to 1-1. Coach Brent Tinker joining us on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Coach, we wish you the best of luck in week three.
I appreciate you guys a bunch.
Hey, we're happy to do it. You take care.
Take care.
The Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show continues up next on Regional Radio.
Are you in need of grooming and boarding services for man's best friend, your pet? Then consider Red Roof Grooming and Boarding in Bloomsdale for their next stay or grooming. Your pet will receive 24/7 care in an indoor heated facility, and they offer convenient drop-off hours in the evenings and on weekends. They have a licensed groomer and a registered vet technician with over 20 years of experience. They carry a full line of high-quality grain-free foods and will ensure proper nutrition during your pet's stay. That's Red Roof Grooming and Boarding in Bloomsdale, 573-535-0435.
Do you love a good game of golf? All the fresh air and beautiful scenery? Well, St. Genevieve Golf Club offers a beautiful 18-hole regulation golf course. The short layout will reward good shots and provide a fun outing for everyone. St. Genevieve Golf Club is a public course just minutes from the river town of St. Genevieve, just off Highway 32 and only 1.5 miles west of I-55. St. Genevieve Golf Club, fun for the entire family with special tees just for the kids.
Back with more on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Joining us tonight, it is the head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks, Coach Lee Freeman. Coach, you go on the road in week one, you put up 42 points, you win. You go on the road in week two, you put up 42 points and you win, but this one doesn't look like it was as easy from the outside.
No, sir. It's hats off to Oakville. They had an excellent game plan, and they executed it right down to the last second of the game. I thought that Oakville played extremely hard, and I felt like they had some great athletes over there, and they were coached up, and they were ready to play, and they took it to us for four quarters.
So what went well for you guys tonight, or is it just that 42 is the magic number?
Well, I think it wasn't that way. I think it was 12-7 at halftime. Michael Keller had a couple long runs in the first half to kind of give us a good field position, and we were able to finish some drives there in the first quarter and then for the second quarter. And then came back at halftime, and we received the ball, and we're able to, we put together a little bit of a drive there, and then we kind of stalled out. Defense held, and then we got the ball back, and we were able to put together a few more drives. And I believe at one point in time it was 21-7 or 20-7, and then there in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter, with about 11 minutes to go, I think the score was real close. I can't think of the score right now at the moment, but nonetheless, we were able to get out of there with the victory, and it was not easy.
Definitely, it doesn't sound like it was an easy task, especially on the road. Do you find that your team might be a second-half team or maybe a team that wins the war of attrition just based on sheer depth?
Well, I do think that our depth helps us in moments and times. I thought our offensive line and defensive line played extremely well again tonight. Those guys worked really hard up front, and we've got some guys that are able to make some plays and find some creases there behind them. But I think one of the things that help us a little bit there is the experience, and they've played on the road a lot, and I think that they've been handling some of those swings a little bit. So it's kind of a sign of maturity of this football team, because they go on the road, and it was senior night for Oakville, which I thought was pretty early for senior night, but those guys came out and played some inspired football, and we kind of had to weather the storm there for a little bit.
Maybe rather than it being more than depth, it's just having a wealth of talent with everybody fighting for a position, and it seems like the environment that was created around your team in the off season has now bled into the regular season, and you got to love to see your guys fighting nonstop.
Well, I was extremely proud of the effort tonight, and I thought the kids played hard on both sides of the ball, and I thought we had some special teams plays that really kind of helped us there, especially late in the game. Michael Keller returned a kickoff for a touchdown, and had a great block by Brian McGee that was out there on the field with him. So, you know, whenever you can score on special teams, you're giving yourself a little bit better opportunity. So, but I was proud of the effort nonetheless, and I thought it was quite hard.
Special teams, the forgotten phase of football, but it pays dividends, does it not?
That is correct.
So, Coach,
Coach Smith says it best. You know, it's a third of the game, right?
You better believe it, and it's a third that played a part in your victory tonight. You guys go to 2-0 after a pair of road victories. You get to come back home for week three, and you welcome in St. Genevieve. And I imagine they're going to be eager to right the ship after their loss to Valley this evening. What are your thoughts on hosting the Dragons?
Well, they're on the schedule because they're a quality opponent, and you know, we look forward to trying to get ready for them and prepare for their offense. And this week, I know they're going to be talented. I know they're going to be coached up, and they'll be ready to go, I'm sure. I wasn't able to hear the score of their game this evening, but I know that's a big rivalry for them, and you know, a hard game for them to play. So we'll try to get ready, and we'll see if we can give them a game.
Coach, I think this would be a perfect time for you to challenge your fan base to fill up the stands overpacked.
Well, I tell you what, I was pretty proud of our fans and the way we traveled to Oakville tonight. I thought we had a pretty good group there, so maybe we can take that same group and bring them back to Hillsboro next week.
That's the head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks, Coach Lee Freeman, joining us on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Coach, appreciate you joining us, and best of luck for week three.
We appreciate it, guys. Thanks for what you do for high school sports.
Thanks, Coach, and have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
It's the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. We've got a lot to get to. Keep it tuned to Regional Radio.
Sarah's Ice Cream in St. Genevieve. You'll find all your old favorites like delicious ice cream treats or an old-fashioned soda. That's right. Sarah's Ice Cream serves luscious ice cream sodas, floats, malts, and shakes. And don't forget the hand-dipped cones. So make it a day in the quaint town of St. Genevieve and stop by Sarah's Ice Cream for a delicious ice cream treat, old-fashioned soda, and a little bit of nostalgia. That's Sarah's Ice Cream, located at 124 Merchant Street in historic St. Genevieve.
We're back with more on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on Regional Radio. Joining us now, the Herculaneum Blackhats head coach, David Cook. Now, a tough loss against the Fredericktown Blackhats, 41-14, 0-2 to start the season early on. So a rough start, but obviously you had to have learned a lot both this week and last week. So what are you really looking to work on starting first thing on Monday?
Well, we've got to, you know, I know last year this was an issue for us, and it is again this year. You know, we started with a freshman quarterback tonight. My second quarterback, or my other quarterback, I guess, is a sophomore. You know, we've got three or four guys out there that are still fairly young and trying to learn how to play the game. On the flip side of that, I've got, you know, several guys out there that have some experience too. So, you know, we've been looking for a way to get the team to come together. You know, we got a lot more young guys than we do older guys, and they just haven't gelled yet. I mean, they're getting there, but they just haven't gelled yet. We did a lot of good things tonight. The game was 14-6 at the half. We had two opportunities on turnovers to score early in the game and didn't capitalize on those. Just having to learn how to close when you have those situations at your advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, even to lead in the first half with a freshman quarterback is, I mean, that's a lot of pressure on a freshman, you know, so that's a good thing right there, you know, good sign for things to come. I do want to ask about LJ Nelson. From what I understand, he's definitely one of your star players. Anything notable from him tonight?
Well, he's a tough kid. I, you know, I'd love to tell you that LJ ran the ball for 150 yards, but, you know, he had a kickoff return tonight. I don't know what his total yards ended up being. I haven't. You know, when you're on the road, it's a little harder to take a look at some of the stats and so forth. But LJ ran the ball well and did what he could do. I mean, he's struggling. We lost last week. We lost an off our starting tackle in the first 10 minutes of the game. So we're working another guy in there, trying to get the whole line stabilized again and give us a better chance with LJ getting the ball. He takes a lot of heat off of our other guys because he draws a lot of attention. He's a big playmaker and. You know, he's a fantastic kid and has really worked hard and overcome a lot of adversity to be where he's at. So we're real proud of his effort. You know, I don't feel like at any point tonight that our kids didn't try. I just feel like they didn't execute a lot. They made some mental mistakes and things of that nature.
Well, sure. And like you said, a young group of guys, it's going to take them a while to get comfortable and to start to really, really gel. Did you have any other, you know, big playmakers in tonight's game?
Oh, you know, we had some linemen that played well. You know, Jake McCutcheon played well. You know, the quarterback, Dean McCoy, you know, he had some nice runs for us. You know, a couple of our defenders, guys on defense, our linebackers played well. Zach Phillips played well, made some nice plays for us. So, I mean, you know, we've got some keys and some guys in place that could certainly do some things for us. We just got to learn to execute when we have opportunity, and that we certainly have not done the last 2 weeks.
Absolutely, and just like you keep using the word learn, it definitely is a learning experience, especially for those young guys. Now, tonight it seemed like turnovers were a bit of a factor. What do you think you guys have to really focus on to kind of minimize those, you know, those big mistakes? Because obviously if you turn it over and, you know, the guy returns it for a touchdown right there, that's just a huge, huge impact on, you know, and I mean, makes a huge difference in the game.
Oh, sure, and those kinds of things. I mean, you know, we really – you know, our staff is really big on looking at statistically what are the odds of winning if this happens and so forth. But, you know, an interception for a touchdown is hard to overcome. Kickoff return for a touchdown is hard to overcome. A punt return or block punt for a touchdown is hard to overcome. And, you know, the odds of losing or winning go down drastically when those things happen. And, you know, again, it was a freshman quarterback. Probably made a bad read. You know, I haven't really had a chance to look at the video footage of it yet, but you know, he had some pressure on him and was trying to make a play. And you know, we've said this again and again. And we've got a couple seniors on the field that we've said this too. You know, big play or big games call for big plays for big players. You're going to have to step up and make plays. We just did not do that. So, you know, we've had drop passes. You know, we had a couple times we had Matt Coffin open down the sideline. And, you know, we couldn't make the connection and so forth. So it's, you know, things like that kind of do bite you. But I do think some of the inexperience was a part of it. But he was being pressured in those situations and trying to make something happen out of nothing.
Oh, absolutely. And like, you know, like we said earlier, young players under a lot of pressure, you know, being put in a leadership role like that, definitely tough. And against a really, really tough Fredericktown defense. And again, like I said earlier, still able to take the lead by 2 scores, you know, early on in the game. So definitely, obviously, very, very good things. And early in the season, so much time to for those players to get to know each other and work on everything. Now, next week, it looks like you have Jefferson. Is that right?
That is correct.
And what are you doing to prepare for them?
Well, we know them well. I mean, we've played them now for the last 4 or 5 years and have a pretty good idea what they're going to do, offensively, and things they're going to try to – you know, they're going to be a heavy ground game type of offense, which is what we saw tonight. They're going to have a dicey running back who's going to, you know, wiggle and jiggle and get to the outside on us and make moves. And so we're going to have to play discipline. Football on defense. You know, I anticipate, obviously, like tonight, it got pretty warm down here. It was the heat was a little bit of a factor, I think, for some of our guys. You know, they were sucking wind as the game went on. So that's something we've got to be prepared for as well. Thankfully, the game's at home, so we have an opportunity to play back on our field at home next week. And so, I mean, I expect it to be a tough game. I expect them to be well prepared for us. Like I said, they're going to hit us with a heavy ground game, and they're pretty good size up front. They got a couple good football players there on the line, and so, you know, we're going to have a good week of practice to get ready for them.
Absolutely. Well, definitely looking for a W for week 3 for the Herculaneum Blackhats. Again, Coach David Cook joining us on the End Zone Show on Regional Radio. Any last thoughts, Coach, before we let you go?
Well, no, as frustrating as it is to lose, we certainly appreciate the opportunity to talk about our kids and all the coverage that you guys provide.
We absolutely appreciate the call, Coach. Thank you so much, and good luck next week.
For customized woodwork, remember locally owned Klumps Custom Woodworking in St. Genevieve. Whether you're building a new home or remodeling, Klumps Custom Woodworking has the knowledge and experience you need. They carry a full line of quality custom cabinets and countertops. Call 883-2216 today for an appointment for an in-home consultation and a free estimate. That's 883-2216. For all your woodworking needs, remember Klumps Custom Woodworking Incorporated. They're located in St. Genevieve.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Every day, 8,000 people celebrate their 85th birthday.
which means senior care facilities will be more crowded than ever before. So choosing the right home for your parents is more important than ever. Don't follow the herd. Call us.
St. Genevieve Care Center. We're a local family providing care with love, dignity, and respect. We'll treat your parents like they were ours. Close to heart, close to home.
KTJJ Farmington. Festus Crystal City, St. Genevieve.
Welcome back into the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. 5 minutes into the 11 o'clock hour. We are less than an hour away from midnight. That means less than an hour away from the conclusion of the End Zone Show and the conclusion of week number two. Let's dive back into our Presbyterian Manor of Farmington High School football scoreboard for week number two. And on J98, it was the Valley Catholic Warriors. A big victory tonight over St. Genevieve. The final score there was 49-22 on AM 1400 KJF. A big victory for DeSoto over Bishop DeBerg, 54-22. Farmington topped North County on KREI, 36-16. And it was East Prairie topping Jefferson on our Web TV exclusive for week two. Final score, 19-8. Other games going final. Crystal City, a 7-0 win at Kelly. Brentwood all over Grandview tonight, 72-8. Fredericktown tops Herculaneum. They get the into the win column for the first time this season, 41-14. Perryville goes on the road, blanking St. Pius, 45-0. Scott City over St. Vincent tonight, 26-14. Potosi defeated St. Clair on the road, 35-7. Festus, a close win at home over Sullivan, 16-12. And Hillsborough goes on the road, defeating Oakville on Oakville's senior night, 42-34. It was St. Charles pulling away from Windsor to win 45-12. Herman defeats Cuba 49-8. Fox gets in the win column in week two, 34-20 over Clayton. Afton beats Seckman 24-7. And Northwest edges Riverview Gardens 34-12. One game on the schedule for tomorrow. The Central Rebels in action in the matinee. They'll be on the road at MICDS. That's your Presbyterian Manors of Mid-America scoreboard. Presbyterian Manors of Mid-America, the way you want to live. The Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show continues. Plenty of coaches still to hear from. And we'll do that next on Regional Radio.
Precious memories left behind bring us joy and peace of mind when we celebrate the lives of those we love.
We're there for you in your time of need. In fact, we've been serving the Farmington area since 1864. With years of service to our community, we're proud to be your choice for funeral care.
Celebrate the lives of those you love.
Cosine Memorial Chapel, Farmington.
We're joined now in the postgame show with Judd Nagger, head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors. Coach, you guys have won now 47 in a row, longest streak in the United States of America, but I know you don't want to talk about that, so let's just jump right into this game right here. What did you see from your team's performance in this game?
You know, I thought we were extremely, resilient. You know, we didn't let anything get us down. You know, they came out and their kid did a great job on the opening kickoff and scored. And, we came right down and scored. You know, we were able to get the ball back and scored. And then they, ran, a double move on us and scored. And, we were able to, every time they did something good, we were not only able to answer, but we were able to answer quickly.
I noticed that throughout the game, as it went on, you decided to start kicking away from their regular kickoff returners. Is that an adjustment you made in game, or one of the players wound up making?
No, it was just, just kind of a common sense. He's a good player, and I think as we go into the season and Cole gets some more experience, he'll be able to get in the end zone and just kind of, not have to worry about those returns.
They started playing you guys, especially early on, very tight at the line of scrimmage and a lot of cover zero, just straight up man-to-man coverage. Did you make any adjustments based on that or just let your players play their game?
Yeah, we made some adjustments in our routes. I think that, led to some of the big plays. And, Mason had a great game, and the more Mason plays, we'll be able to connect on, some more of those deep balls. But I think he threw he threw for 270 yards in the first half in his second start of his life against a good team. I think he stepped up pretty big today.
Speaking of stepping up, let's talk about your tailbacks, Loida and Stoll. How would you grade their performance filling in for Tristan Huck?
I don't know. We got to watch the film. We got to see what kind of stuff was there. I know, you know, sometimes when you lose a running back and you've got a not a young O-line, but an O-line that's in some new spots, sometimes you got to figure out how you're going to run the ball, and I think we're still trying to figure that out.
You guys had a couple of, you know, just little stingers at the end of the game, really, or should I say just cramps, it seemed, at the end of the game. Did you start to get a little nervous with your players in the game and start to pull them after seeing what happened to Tristan Huck?
Oh, you know, we just wanted to get our guy. You know, once we got up by 35 and once they started to sub, and, you know, once it got near the fourth quarter, we were going to sub anyway. And, you know, it was, you know, good for both teams to get everybody in.
Is there anything that you're going to be working on with your team moving forward next week?
Yeah, I didn't do a very good job with our run game prep this week, and you know, I'll take a lot of that on myself. And then St. Jean also deserves a lot of credit. I thought they did some good things up front, and you know, their two inside linebackers are, you know, big and strong and kind of fill some space in there.
Coach, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck moving forward.
Okay, thank you very much.
Head coach Jug Nagger here on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on J98. The Brood, once again, the Valley Catholic Warriors, are victorious by a score of 49-22 over the crosstown rival St. Genevieve Dragons. We'll take a break and return with more of the End Zone Show.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center is now accepting medical and dental patients at our facility in Hillsboro. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking. We accept most private insurances as well as Medicaid or Medicare. Those with no insurance may qualify for a sliding fee discount. Call us at 481-6040 for more information or to schedule an appointment. We want to be your healthcare home. That number again, 481-6040, or check us out online at mymoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Did you know the YMCA is the largest provider of child care in the state of Missouri? In addition to camp in the summer, they also offer a Y Club, a before and after school enrichment program. It makes sure the gaps in the early morning and late afternoon are filled creatively and constructively. Enrollment is now open for the 2016-2017 year of Y Club at Athena, Crystal City, Dunklin, Festus, Hillsboro, Our Lady, and Grandview. Call 636-931-9622 for more information.
First State Community Bank offers you solutions for your business needs. If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety, and security, and local 24/7 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back now on the Home Pool and Spas End Zone Show, we're joined now by Festus Tigers head coach Rush Schmidt. Coach, a 16-12 victory. How'd you get it done tonight?
Well, it's a lot of grit, that's for sure. We played a very well-coached Sullivan football team. This great bunch of kids they bring over every year, and we took advantage of some opportunities in the second half. They had a real big quarterback, very athletic kid that we had a hard time containing in the first half. He made some big plays. We got into halftime and we made some adjustments that came out in the second half and took control of a football game and won a football game in the last, literally, 16-12.
And take me through that last second play. How'd that one pan out?
Well, it was the time on the clock was running down, and their quarterback was rolling out of the pocket looking for an open receiver, and everybody was covered up, so he pulled the ball down and took off running, and there was a pretty good collision with some defensive players and himself, and unfortunately he went down hurt, so that delayed the game, and there was a second on the clock, and so they got another snap off, had some time to think about what they were going to do offensively with their backup quarterback, and got another shot at the end zone, and were able to knock the ball down.
So it sounds like your defense really got it done for you tonight as well.
They played well. We improved in some areas, regressed in others. You know, our special teams got back on track this week. We blocked a punt and turned that into a field goal on the offensive side off the block. And our kicking game improved this week. Our coverage improved this week. We just sputtered a little bit offensively. And trust me when I say we're working on that as we speak. The staff's in there working on the little corrections we're going to have to make in order to have any success against North County next week.
Right, and it is only week two, Coach. You know, there's still going to be a little bit of those mental errors, but are you starting to see those disappear?
Well, to go from week one when we had three penalties to no turnovers to a couple of turnovers tonight and a handful of penalties was a bit disappointing because we didn't see that at all last week. And those are the things that we talked to the kids about after the game that were a bit uncharacteristic. And, you know, we don't want those things to become habit forming, you know. And we know it's not how you start the season, it's how you finish with this whole district alignment and everything. But nonetheless, we'll take the two victories and they're close football games. And, you know, as a coach, you hope that your kids are learning from these experiences down the road to win more close football games.
And who did you see a couple players that maybe stood out in your eyes?
Well, I thought offensively Tyler Sexton ran hard again tonight. I thought our sophomore quarterback matured a little bit more tonight. I thought on the defensive side, Abe Krause, you know, played very hard for us. Just in general defensively, the whole defense, and we were subbing kids in and out and just to keep kids fresh, and they're getting a lot of experience out there, and that's certainly going to help us as well.
Now, you've got the momentum going into week three, and that's against North County. They lost tonight, but they're still a very good team. How are you going to prepare for them?
Well, like we do every year, it's always a battle. You know, the kids realize that we're stepping into conference play, and they're all conference games right in a row, and each one's very important. So we traditionally, thus far in the young season, haven't practiced well on Tuesdays, and I could hear the kids in the locker room as we came off the field that that's something they want to correct and fix this week in their preparation for the Raiders. So it's going to take an overall effort. I mean, it really is. We're a team that plays together in all three phases of the game, and they realize they got to play for the guy next to them, and that's if they continue to do that, they'll have success.
And one more question, Coach. Did you get out of the game injury-free?
The best of my knowledge, I think we did. I mean, we got some pretty – you know, Salvin's a scrappy physical football team, and we got the traditional bumps and scrapes. And you know, we're into this whole cramping thing. We force-feed our kids liquids, and I know they do a good job away from here, but, boy, it's the last two – you know, playing 4 o'clock last week certainly got to us on the cramping situation, and it reared its ugly head again tonight. And you know, it's not that it's when it rears its ugly head, it's when it happens to us. I mean, you got to pull your starting quarterback out in a crucial situation, but Tyler Daugherty came in and did a really terrific job for us managing the offense until Justice came back in. But we had kids in and out all night back behind the bench, you know, suffering from cramps, and hopefully we'll get into some cooler weather and they'll keep themselves hydrated and get through this.
Hopefully those cramps start to disappear when we see the cooler weather roll in. Coach, once again, congratulations on your win tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for the coverage.
Oh, no problem at all, Coach. Again, that was Festus head man, Russ Schmidt, who won 16-12 tonight over Sullivan. We'll have more Home Pool and Spas End Zone Show after this.
Lucas Smith Chrysler, home of the
It's our summer clearance event, and the deals are flying at your home with a no-bull deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, get employee pricing on all new 2016 in-stock Town & Countries, plus a $4,500 rebate, or about $12,700 off a sticker on a new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 1500 4x4 Bighorn, now only $33,813. Also, right now at Lucas Smith, Jeep buyers get a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee for 0% APR for 75 months, or a big $4,500 rebate, or drive away in a new 2017 Pacifica with 0% APR for 60 months plus $1,500 rebate. Hurry in now until August 31st to Lucas Smith Chrysler Center summer clearance event off of Highway A in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Home of the Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler. Noble.
Hi, I'm Wendy Hicks, owner of the area's newest pizzeria called Nana's Brick Oven in Farmington. Bring your family and enjoy our relaxed atmosphere and eat some made-from-scratch pizza and bread knots cooked in a 100% wood-fired oven. We also have fresh salads with 3 homemade dressings, and we have bruschetta. Check us out on Facebook, Nana's Brick Oven. We're located at 1162 East Karsh Boulevard off Highway 00 in Farmington. Come and let Nana cook for you today.
know I was going to go to a coach interview, but the music, I cannot. We must jump back to the scoreboard because, you know, when you have drums and such in high school band type environments, it makes you think football. So let's think just a little bit more about what happened on this Friday night on J98 Valley Catholic over St. Genevieve, 49-22. It was Farmington topping North County on the road, 36-16 on 1400 KJF. DeSoto runs away from Bishop DeBerg, 54-22. East Prairie hands Jefferson their first loss of the season on Web TV, final 19-8. Other games around the area, Crystal City 7-0 over Kelly. Brentwood beat Grandview 72-8. Fredericktown a home win over Herculaneum 41-14. Perryville blanks St. Pius on the road 45-0. Scott City a road winner against the St. Vincent Indians 26-14. Potosi tops St. Clair on the road 35-7. Festus beat Sullivan 16-12 with Hillsboro winning on the road over Oakville 42-34. St. Charles defeats Windsor in week 2 45-26. It was Herman over Cuba 49-8. Fox beat Clayton 34-20. And Afton over Seckman 24-7 at Northwest Edges Riverview Gardens 34-32. It's the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Just a handful of coaches still to hear from before we part ways for week 2. Keep it on regional radio.
KP Automotive across from the police station in Farmington is your complete auto care center. Hi folks, I'm Debbie Dietring. My brother and owner of KP Automotive, Kevin Probst, takes customer service to the highest standard. When you bring your vehicle in for any type of repair or maintenance, Kevin and his crew make sure your work is done professionally and at affordable rates. They really care about service and making sure you are satisfied. When you need complete auto care, remember KP Automotive at 2 North Main in Farmington or call 664-1311.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
Post-game chatting with head coach Ken Wyke of St. Genevieve. They fall tonight 49-22 against Valley Catholic. Had a great start to the game, coach, with the opening kick return, but then, you know, Valley did what Valley does. What did you see in this game from your guys?
We saw a lot of fire. We had kids playing hard. We just made a lot of mistakes that we're going to make early, and, you know, unfortunately we made them all kind of in a row, and it didn't help us any. You know, we need to be in better shape. I think that's on me, so.
What are some of the biggest things you can take away from this game from a positive standpoint?
Well, you know, the kids played hard all the way through, and that's what you always ask. You know, you get good effort, and I think we got that all the way through. Like I said, we made some mistakes, and we didn't get our heads down. We played hard. We played physical all the way through.
You mentioned there were some mistakes, but it seemed like a lot of those, as you kind of mentioned, were correctable mistakes, things that going forward you can probably improve upon.
Well, sure. You know, this is week two, and everybody gets the hype on going, this is Valley St. John. It's still week two. You know, we aren't going to be a perfect team in week two of the season, I hope. We got to get better, and we know that. We're young in a lot of positions, so we got better in some things from last week, and we're going to keep getting better hopefully next week.
And next week you go up against Hillsboro, correct?
Yes, sir.
What do you know about Hillsboro?
Big up front, pretty tight offense, at double wing. They run the ball, you know. If you aren't going to see what you saw here, they throw the ball when they have to. But if they can run the ball on you, they're just going to run the ball hard down your throat. So we got to take care of the middle.
I feel like the team tonight did a fairly good job against Valley's run game. It was their passing game that got a lot of the yards. So do you think that's a better matchup for your team?
Well, I don't know about matchup. I thought we matched up pretty well tonight. They had made some plays, you know, and that's what happens. But, you know, kids are playing hard. They're just doing what they can, and things happen.
Hey, Coach Ken Wyke, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Change. If you're like most people, that very word puts a knot in the pit of your stomach. Hi, this is Kim Hudson with Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We recognize that the world is changing at a rapid pace with smartphones, internet searches, and apps for everything. At Coldwell Banker Holsey, we have kept up with the latest technologies in real estate, but more importantly, we live here, support our local communities, and still believe in personal touch. When you're ready to buy or sell your home, let us take the pain out of change. Coldwell Banker Holsey is located in beautiful downtown Farmington, or visit us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com.
We ran the ball really well tonight.
Welcome back to the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. As we continue on, we've now got head coach Mark Casey of Potosi on the line. His guys victorious over St. Clair tonight, 35-7, their first win of the year. Coach, what did you see in tonight's game?
It was a good night for us. We got out to a quick start, and we kind of preached that all week that we had to do that. And the guys, they did a really good job. They played well, you know. One of the things, we did have a few mistakes here and there that we still got to clean up. You know, from week one, we were dropping the ball on the ground a little bit, and we did it again tonight. So we're going to really focus five-fold on that this week.
Is it nice just to get a little bit of a confidence boost after having a tight, you know, kind of close loss the week before with Owensville, just to get that first win now?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that was a big momentum boost for us, I think, you know. We didn't really know what to expect, you know, going into St. Clair. They beat, I think, Bowling Green last week 60-15. So we were, you know, they definitely opened our eyes with that score last week. But tonight the guys played extremely well. They did their jobs. It was a good night for us. Had a lot of guys that really played well and stepped up.
Chatting with Potosi coach Mark Casey, was there any one area that really impressed you with your team?
Well, we ran the ball really well tonight. We went in with the game plan that we were going to try to keep the ball on the ground and grind it out a little bit. And our offensive line did a tremendous job tonight. They really did. Our backs ran extremely hard. We had about three guys that got significant carries for us, and they all did a great job. When we had to throw the ball, we did a good job with that. You know, overall, and defensively, I think it was 28-0 at halftime. We scored one more in the third, and then at the very end of the game, when the JVs were in, I think they snuck one in on us late. So the defense played a very good game as well the whole night. It was a good night for us. You guys really showed up to play.
Had a chance to get the backups in toward the end. What did anybody stand out in terms of the reserves?
You know, I mean, we got a lot of touches from guys that JV guys that, you know, don't typically get to play in a lot of varsity action. You know, some of those guys got 3 and 4 carries apiece, and they did a really good job. I mean, it was just a total team effort, you know, which that's what we've been preaching all week long. And those guys, they showed up, you know, early in the game. I know Zach Price had a really good game running the ball for us. Kyle Allison did a good job running the ball. Tristan Brown did a good job. But like I said, I think they credit that to the offensive line, because it didn't matter who we were giving the ball to. It seemed like they were able to get some yardage every time they touched the ball and kept the ball moving. So it was a total team effort.
Again, we're talking with Potosi head football coach Mark Casey here on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. And we'll be seeing Potosi on J98 next week as they take on the Central Rebels. Central faces off in an afternoon game tomorrow. So, Coach Casey, are you going to try to sneak out there tomorrow and check them out?
Yeah, I don't know. I may have to do that. I've talked about it a little bit with some of our other coaches. We may make a trip up there just to go see what's going on, you know, just because it's football. You get to watch a little bit more football, but we'll definitely still trade film, you know, and all that. So it just kind of depends on what's going on in my household first off tomorrow, and then I'll probably decide then.
What do you know about Central right now?
Well, I mean, I know they won about the last 5 district championships in a row, and they're always winning, you know, in contention for the conference championship. And you know, they've got an outstanding group of coaches over there, and they've had an outstanding group of players. You know, from what little I know about them this year, you know, I know they've got 2 excellent running backs over there this year. The up front, they're always solid. They're always good up front. So, you know, and they're kind of the team in our area right now. And until anybody beats them, you know, they're going to be the team. So, you know, we've definitely got our hands full. We're going to have to cut down on all the mistakes that we've been making the past couple weeks. You know, they're a very, very good football team, and we're going to have to play really well.
Coach, we appreciate the time as always, and we'll see you next week on J98 against Central.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Mark Casey of Potosi here on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show, and we've got more of the End Zone Show coming up next here on Regional Radio.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Joined now on the Home Pools and Spa End Zone Show by the Crystal City head coach, Mr. Terry Crump. And Coach Crump, you guys came away with a 7-0 shutout victory over Kelly tonight. Obviously, when you see the zero throughout the game, the story is the defense. Just kind of talk about the defensive play from your guys tonight.
Our defense really played well tonight. It was really impressive the way they bounced back. We made some mistakes last week. We corrected them, and they really played. The defense kept us in the game tonight.
And then, Coach, you guys got the one score, the touchdown, and you mentioned that it came in the fourth quarter. Just kind of take us through that clutch score.
Well, we made a really good defensive stand against Kelly. And, in fact, Kelly's quarterback fumbled the ball. We landed on it. We picked up the ball about the 6-yard line, and then we threw a pass into the end zone and scored.
How big of a win is this for your ball club early on in the season to get a 7-0 win over Kelly, especially because last week you said that there were so many positive signs from your team, especially defensively. You said it was just a couple big plays that kind of cost you guys, and this week the defense really kind of turned it around, it looked like.
Yeah, it was big for our kids. They're so excited. I mean, my team is very, very young. And for those kids to get a win, first time on varsity, I mean, this is their first varsity win. And they're just so excited. And I'm so excited for them. And that's what coaching's all about.
That's great to hear. Coach, what about offensively? What types of things do you think your team may need to improve on offensively to get a little more points on the scoreboard?
Well, our biggest problem offensively is we drop too many passes. I thought Chris, our quarterback, Chris Eisenbeis, threw the ball real well. We dropped too many passes. We dropped several first down passes, and that really put us to a system where we had to punt.
Coach, what do you guys have next week?
We got Principia next week, and they play tomorrow. So I don't know what they play Live for Life tomorrow, and I don't really know much about them just yet.
So you're going to have
to see the game film tomorrow.
Yeah, see that game film tomorrow and just kind of take that in. But what about for your team? What types of things do you guys need to continue to do well next week to come out with another victory?
Well, I think that we need to catch the ball better. And I know the ball was – we had an hour and a half rain delay today. It was wet out, so the ball was slick. But, you know, receivers catch the ball, quarterbacks throw it. You got to catch it. If you want that position, you got to be able to catch it.
Absolutely, Coach. Sounds like that's something you guys will work on and get straightened out this week. But, Coach, hey, congratulations once again on the victory, and send a congratulations to all those freshmen and everything getting their first varsity win as well. And thanks very much for your time joining us here on the End Zone show here. Thanks to Home Pools and Spas.
Thank you. We really appreciate your coverage. Thanks.
That's Coach Terry Crump of the Crystal City football team. His team comes away with a 7-0 victory over Kelly tonight.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Eric Krupe joining us on the End Zone Show now, and Farmington on the road with a 20-point victory at North County, 36-16. Kind of talked to you at the end of the last game, Coach, and you said that's a toughness game. It seemed like a toughness game tonight, too.
I think it got to be physical. You know, it's a North County Farmington game, and anytime you play North County and Farmington, it gets physical. And you know, we weren't what I wanted us to be in the first half. I think we were not playing within ourselves. At halftime, we finally settled down a little bit and played the football I think we're more capable of playing. And so the second half was much better than the first half in regards to our performance, production, and things like that.
Poorman was so sharp in the first half. He was hitting everything. He had 164 yards passing in the first half, 2 in the second half. What were the adjustments that you went through at halftime that you feel like, you know, gave you the ability to stop him there?
Well, there really weren't many adjustments, in all honesty. You know, I think we actually did a few more base type things and let our kids play football. But really, it was us settling down and playing the way that we're capable of playing. You know, I told him at halftime, that wasn't the Black Knight defense that I'd seen all summer. It wasn't who we've been. And in the second half, that looked more like the defense that we've seen throughout the course of the summer and into week one versus Fox and things like that. So I think it's just kids settling down and playing like they're capable of playing.
Thought your offensive line took over in the second half.
They did a good job. You know, they're improving week in, week out. There aren't many returning starters from last season. A lot of fresh faces, but at the same time, those fresh faces every week are gaining experience. And we've got more depth than we've probably had at the offensive line since I've been here. And I can only speak for those years. But, you know, that's the one thing that we like is the fact that we've got depth up front because we've got multiple bodies to roll through instead of, you know, relying on just these five guys. And if something happens to one of them, now we're scratching and we're wondering what we need to do. You know, it's you know, we've got a next man up philosophy on that offensive line that somebody else is able to step up and do their job.
You also, I thought, looked like a well-conditioned team tonight. You closed strong.
Well, I think we were well-conditioned. You know, I think there's some things that we still got to get fixed. I didn't like that we were having some personnel issues. That as a football coach, from an administrative side of things, that never looks good when you can't get the right people on and off the field. And that's something that we're going to have to make sure that we work on over the course of the week when we get into practice. You know, we're going to take this victory.
Donovan Howard had 4 touches. He had a touchdown on a great run, and then he had a 75-yard return that set you up for a score. For a guy that didn't touch the ball, he had a big impact for you tonight.
He did have a big impact. You know, sometimes at that position, it's hard to get you the football because in the option, you're relying on what their defense does to determine whether the ball even gets to that third phase of the option. You know, you can get him the ball in some rocket toss and counter-type plays, but if you're running option, it's not always going to get to him, you know, depending on what the defense is doing. But, you know, it's the thing. He's got to take advantage of the opportunities he gets. And, you know, that kick return and, you know, obviously that touchdown he scored here in the second half were two very big plays for us, momentum-changing plays.
Did pretty good in non-conference last year. I know that you really would like to do well in conference in your first chances against Cape next week.
Yeah, that's the one thing that we've got to get better at is beating those SEMO conference schools. And then the thing about it is they're good football teams. Yeah. You know, there's no question about that. But Cape's our first opponent, and it starts week 3. It starts next week in our home opener. And, you know, I know our kids will be excited to be able to line up and get after Cape. But, again, they're a good football team, and they return some kids that we're pretty well aware of.
Congrats on a great win.
Thank you.
Eric Krupe joining us on End Zone. Is Farming Tonight's win on the road in North County, 36-16. We've got more of your Home Pools and Spa End Zone show coming up.
Do you need dirt work? Matt Stroud Excavating and Hauling is the name to remember. If your job requires a high-lift, dozer, backhoe, bobcat, dump truck, excavation, or hauling, Matt Stroud and his crew can get the job done right. Matt Stroud Excavation and Hauling covers St. Francis and surrounding counties, so give them a call at 573-756-2808 or 701-3258. That's Matt Stroud Excavating when you need work done.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan,
or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you like riddles? How about this one? What kind of window is neither made of glass nor wood, is short, not tall, and once open and then closed, may not open again? If you said the window of opportunity, you're correct. That window is yours right now with the low fixed mortgage rates New Era Bank is currently offering. So even if you didn't get the riddle, you can still use the window by calling New Era today and start saving money with a New Era Bank home loan. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Matt Greenwood standing by. Alex Rugley, the head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays. A real tough one tonight, and we'll get to some more specific questions a little bit earlier, but just assess the overall play from your offense and defense.
You know, I'm proud of our kids' efforts all the way around on both, all three phases of the football, you know, but it was a game of missed opportunities for us. You know, we don't score. We have three attempts at the end zone inside our own 4-yard line three different times, and you don't score in multiple times where it's first down from that position. And, you know, Andrew Graves, who never slips on a wide open end zone to cut into the end zone on fourth down. And then, you know, the last one there right at the middle of the fourth quarter, they said that he was down. I thought he was in the end zone, but I didn't have the vantage point that the officials did. So, I'm proud of our kids' effort. But, you know, it was a game of missed opportunities for us. You know, some penalties hurt us there and some uncharacteristic mistakes. But, you know, defensively, we told the kids, you're going to be a bend but not break type defense. And, you know, our kids, they came and battled and they tackled a lot better than we did last week. And, you know, they battled for four quarters, and that's all I can ask out of them.
Let's talk specifically about that Andrew Graves slip. It's got to eat up a running back, especially a young running back like him. It's got to eat him up to know that he had that big gap. He had a gap. He had it. It would have been an easy six, and y'all would have been the first on the board. And you're just talking about maybe a totally different football game if he doesn't slip. How was he on the sideline? What was his reaction to that? And how do you get a young guy like that to stop focusing on the slip and get back into the game?
You know, I'm going to first say about 99 times out of 100, Andrew Graves scores right there. But, you know, it was that one time. And, you know, we talked to our kids about playing the next play. And unfortunately, that play didn't go our way. But I commend them for playing the next play and playing the next series. And, you know, they came up with a stop there. They drove the ball a little bit. And then they came up with a huge stop there with an interception by Gunnison Heine. I'm extremely proud of our kids' efforts there. And Andrew Graves bounced back on the defensive side of the football because they ran a jet sweep quite a bit tonight and had some success early on. But with our game plan, we felt confident that, again, we'd be a bend but not break type scenario. And our kids bent a little bit. But there was a lot of times where they didn't break. You know, there's a couple times where we broke a little bit there at the first half. But, you know, overall, I'm extremely proud of our kids' efforts.
You mentioned the Gunnison-Heine interception. Me and Keith, my broadcast partner, Keith Winkler, we were talking about it. We were thinking, all right, first year playing football for Heine. And as a safety, to be able to read the eyes of the quarterback and be patient enough not to break too early and just wait and see where that ball is going and to trust yourself, your abilities to pick the ball out of the sky, make the right movement towards that football and make that interception. From a guy who is playing his first year of football, you have to be impressed with that.
I'm extremely proud of Gunnison Heine. He had a tremendous game tonight at free safety. He also grew as a quarterback. We ran the option fairly well. He had some good balls that he threw just out of the reach of the hands of our receivers and things like that. And I tell you what, the Devers Jones and Derez Tipler, their running back and their quarterback, were two of the best athletes, minus the Valley kids that we played last year, that I've coached against while I've been at Jefferson. Those two kids are absolutely phenomenal athletes, and if they get the edge, they're going to make football plays. And, you know, they did that a little bit tonight. You know, we held our own there a little bit, but they also made some football plays, and sometimes you just have to tip your cap to them, and that's what we did.
Let's talk about more positives for your team. Because, you know, just because you lose doesn't mean there aren't positives that happen. 383 yards rushing. We did, you know, some rough math, the two of us. And 383 yards, but only 8 points. Yes, it's disappointing, but again, 383 yards is nothing to write off.
Definitely. You know, I'm extremely proud of our offensive line's efforts tonight. We fixed some things that we were making, some mistakes that we made last week. And our offensive line, I thought physically beat a very good defensive line of East Prairie and a middle linebackers. You know, they had two middle linebackers, 225, 240, and could move extremely well. And for our offensive line, our tight end, you know, we have a new tight end, and Daniel McWhorter starting there tonight, who's a sophomore who, again, hadn't played football since seventh grade. And, you know, he got extremely better tonight at tight end. And, you know, our offensive line, Shane Clinton and Daniel Strong and Dylan Roth and Dakota Jackalback, who's – and Dustin Brown, Dakota Jackalback, I can't say enough about that young man. He's an ultimate football player. He's just one of those kids that just flat gets after it every play. And, you know, I'm extremely excited. He's just a junior as well.
Just a couple of more questions for you. Deverance Jones, 49 yards on the ground. Derez Tipler, 87. That's impressive. Those guys are very athletic, very fast. They love to get to the edge. You didn't let them do that too often tonight. And to limit them to less than 150 yards combined is something also to be proud of. How'd you do it, really, defensively against these guys?
You know, it was one of those things that schematically we saw what they did against Kelly and their jamboree, and we felt confident. You know, we broke down, and as a staff, we broke down our defensive game plan. I brought it to our coaches, and, you know, we sat down on Sunday in our meetings and things like that, and we felt extremely confident with our defensive plan. And we made sure that our kids – I honestly, our kids were calling the defense because we had checks already immediately. And, you know, it was one of those things that our kids knew what they were going to run out of different formations. And, you know, to hold Deverance Jones to 49 yards rushing and Derez Tipler to 84, I couldn't be prouder of our kids' efforts. I can't say that enough, so I'm proud of them.
One final question. You got Herculaneum coming up next. Is practice this week going to be more focused on what y'all need to do better, or is it going to be more focused on what y'all need to do against Herculaneum defensively?
Well, I tell you what, we will worry about ourselves. We'll fix the mistakes that that we made tonight, but we'll also look ahead to Herculaneum at the same time. Herculaneum is a well-coached football team. Coach Cook and his staff do a phenomenal job with those kids. But we're going to worry about ourselves first and foremost, and if we fix what we did tonight, we feel like we can bring a good product to the football field on Friday. But we also know that we've got to be ready to play because that's a good football team that we're going to be playing in the Herculaneum Blackcats.
You heard it there, folks. Coach Alex Rugley of the Jefferson Blue Jays taking a 19-8 loss tonight, but some great positives to focus on in this upcoming week. We'll get some more of the end zone of the Home Pools and Spas End Zone show when we come back.
Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery in Park Hills offers 24-hour towing and wrecker service. Kerry Buckley and his employees pride themselves on quick and reliable towing, winching, lockouts, jump starts, and roadside service, as well as towing and wreck recovery for tractor trailers. Big to small, Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery does it all. Just call 431-2117 or 756-4563 for dependable 24-hour service from Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
It's the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. It's week number two, and we are nearing the conclusion of week two in the high school football season. On J98, the Valley Catholic Warriors topped St. Genevieve 49-22, getting their fourth consecutive win over their crosstown rival and their 47th consecutive victory overall. Valley moves to 2-0 and heads to Caruthersville for week number three. St. Jen slides back to 1-1 with a trip to Hillsboro ahead in week number three. On AM 800 KREI, the Farmington Knights get to 2-0 with a 36-16 win on the road at North County. The Raiders dominated in the stat sheet in the first half, outgaining the Knights 280-136, but it was Farmington taking a 2014 first half lead into the locker room. The Knights held on for the 36-16 victory. North County quarterback Colton Poorman threw for 164 first half yards for the Raiders. Donovan Howard, only four touches for the Knights. One of them, a 75-yard kickoff return. The other was a 22-yard touchdown run. The DeSoto Dragons celebrated their first home win in a big way, 54-22 over Bishop DeBerg tonight. DeSoto senior quarterback Zach Smith did it all, tossing two touchdown passes and running for two more. Smith had touchdown runs of 58 and 65 and connected with senior wide receivers Caleb Keim and Lamont Allen for scoring strikes. The Dragons now 2-0. Bishop DeBerg falls to 0-2. DeSoto's week three opponent, the Windsor Owls. On a hot, muggy night in Festus, the East Prairie Eagles topped the Jefferson Blue Jays 19-8 in our Web TV exclusive. The Blue Jays fall back to 1-1. They'll hit the road and have Herculaneum next Friday. And it was Crystal City, a 7-0 win over Kelly this evening. Brentwood topped Grandview 72-8. Fredericktown 41-14 over Herculaneum. Perryville gets in the win column for the first time this season, 45-0 over St. Pius. Scott City hands St. Vincent its second loss of the season, 26-14. Potosi bounces back after losing in week one. They win on the road over St. Clair in week two, 35-7. Festus over Sullivan in a good game this afternoon, 16-12. The Hillsboro Hawks topped Oakville 42-34 with St. Charles over Windsor by 7, 27-20. And Afton beat Second, it was Northwest holding off Riverview Gardens 34-32, and Fox defeated Clayton 34-20. That's a look into our Week 2 Presbyterian Manor of Farmington scoreboard. We've got one more in-zone interview that will come your way. We're going to hear from one of our standout players from tonight's broadcast game up next as the in-zone show continues on regional radio.
Rosie Posies in St. Genevieve is your local neighborhood florist. At Rosie Posies, you'll step into the most beautiful little red house that will simply take your breath away. Browse jewelry, custom design items that make great gift giving, braided rugs, candles, and, well, the list goes on. Need direction with your wedding decor? Stop by Rosie Posies on 6th Street across from St. Genevieve School. The professionals that can help make your day memorable.
The quarterback of the DeSoto Dragons joining us here now on the End Zone Show, Mr. Zach Smith. Zach, you had yourself a great game, both with the legs and with the arm. Just how would you assess it overall?
I played well. I mean, you got to give the credit to the offensive line. It was easy. Just any plays we ran, nothing was hard about it.
How about having Lamont and Jordan back on the outside to help complement with Caleb out there?
Yeah, I mean, when you have them two back, you just throw the ball up and they're going to go and get it.
Yeah, we saw that on the fade route on fourth down. Just kind of talk about the confidence that Coach Johnson showed in you guys to throw a fade roll, throw to Lamont on a fourth and goal.
Well, with it being fourth and goal, we were having a little bit of trouble running the ball. And, you know, when you have a kid that high jumps 7 foot, I mean, why wouldn't you throw a fade route to him against a shorter 5'10 defensive back?
Hey, you're 100% right on that one. And going back to your receiving core, just how nice is it to have guys like Caleb and Jordan and Lamont out there, and you know all three of them are capable of really catching the ball and doing more than just that and running with their legs after the catch as well?
For sure. It makes my job a whole lot easier knowing I can have the confidence in all four of my receivers to throw the ball. It makes me look better even though they're doing the hard work catching the ball and running.
Speaking of running, you had a couple long runs of yourself in this game, especially to start off the second half. Which one of those long touchdown runs? I believe one was 65 yards and another might have been 58 yards, if I remember correctly. Just of those two runs, which one stood out to you the most?
I think the first one most definitely. It was just more of a difficult run, especially like the last 3 yards. I was fighting the defensive back just to stretch out and put the ball over the line of the end zone.
That was one thing that Mr. Zach Bone, the color analyst on our broadcast, mentioned to start off this game is the legs. You always keep them moving. Is that just a determination, a mindset you have out there to just not get brought down at all costs?
Yeah, I mean, being in the weight room off season, just knowing I have the strength to keep driving, just getting those few extra yards helps us out a lot.
That's Zach Smith joining us here on the End Zone Show. A final question, outlook for week three. You guys go against the Windsor Owls team.
Yeah, we're just going to prepare. We know they have a good team, and by putting up 50-some-odd points, we're setting the tone for the teams coming up, so better watch out.
Zach Smith joining us here, the DeSoto Dragons of football team. His team puts on a clinic in their home opener with a big win over the Bishop DeBoer Cavaliers. Joining us here on the End Zone Show.
We're open.
What's open?
Blake's equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fliggs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67 in Ledington.
Who let the dogs out? Who?
And who turned up the heat? Hey, David Sisson from Samson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. We're in the dog days of summer, and I want to help you beat the heat with deals that'll make you melt. This month, I'll give you up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value for your trade to get into a cooler car. The deals are hot, but the AC is cold during our dog days of summer sale. We want to clear our lot before the summer's over, so I'll give you up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value to trade in and up, even if you've been burned by credit in the past. I'll sweat the lenders out to get you approved. Come see me during our dog days of summer sale and get up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value for your trade, and we'll get you in a cooler car. Only at Samson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. Want to really heat things up? Right now you can get no payments until fall on the new 2016 Ford models. Come see us soon before these hot offers end. Visit us online at SismFord.com or call 431-3177.
Requires bank approval. Vehicle purchase price affects trade allowance. Excludes sale price vehicle. See dealer for details.
It's time to look back at week two of the high school football season. It's the final countdown, and we'll look ahead to week number three. As we look back to week two of the high school football season on J98, it was Valley Catholic over St. Jen, 49-22. AM 800 KREI saw Farmington top North County, 36-16. On 1400 KJEF, DeSoto over Bishop DeBerg, 54-22. And East Prairie beats Jefferson on Web TV, 19-8. It was Crystal City, 7-0 over Kelly. Brentwood, 72-8, defeating Grandview. Fredericktown tops Herculaneum 41-14. Perryville victorious over St. Pius 45-0. It was Scott City 26 to St. Vincent's 14. Potosi bounces back in week two, 35-7 on the road over St. Clair. It was Festus holding off Sullivan 16-12. Hillsboro wins on the road in week two, 42-34 over Oakville. St. Charles tops Windsor 27-20. Riverview Gardens falls to Northwest. It's 34 for Northwest, 32 Riverview Garden. Fox victorious in week two, 34-20 over Clayton. Here's what we have lined up for week number three on AM 800 KREI. Cape Central comes to the Farmington Knights. 1400 KJEF has Jefferson at Herculaneum. On J98, Potosi at Central for week three, and our Web TV exclusive has Perryville at Fredericktown. Find everything you need to know about week two's high school football scoreboard. You can find that at MIMOinfo.com. That's MIMOinfo.com. You can find it on Twitter at MIMOinfoSports, MIMOinfoSports, and definitely take a look at KJFF Sports as well. Week three, KREI, Cape Central at Farmington, KJEF, Jefferson at Herky. On J98, Potosi at Central. Web TV has Perryville at Fredericktown. That's going to do it for our Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. We will see you next Friday at 6:15 for the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. But for everything that you missed for Week 2, we'll be back Tuesday night, 6 p.m. on J98 with a Kohl's Tractored Equipment football recap from Buffalo Wild Wings in Farmington. That's it for Week 2. We'll be back on Tuesday to set the stage for Week 3. So, till next time, be good, or at least try and be good at it.